Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1718. Visible translated text is as follows. Who represented himself to be the chief of detectives in Birmingham, Ailey, as referred to in the affidavit of said Epps attached. I am personally acquainted with said Bernard, and know that the man pointed out by said Epps as the chief of detectives of Birmingham is B. Bernard of Atlanta, Georgia. R.P. Barrett testifies by affidavit in substance as follows. My name is R.P. Barrett. I live at 549 West North Avenue in the city of Atlanta. I worked for the National Pencil Factory about 4 years in all. I was in the employ of said company in April 1913, and at the time of the murder of Mary Fagan, I was a witness for the state on the trial of Leo M. Frank, charged with the murder of Mary Fagan. I am well acquainted with Jimmy Wren, he having worked in the machine shop of the National Pencil Factory at the same time I was in their employ. On a Sunday morning, not long after the trial of Leo M. Frank, Jimmy Wren met up with me at or near the corner of Marietta and Forsyth Streets and entered into a conversation with me about the Frank case. We walked down Forsyth Street to the corner of Trinity Avenue and stopped there for a little while. Just before we separated, Jimmy said to me, Barrett, you are in a good position to make a barrel of money if you will go to New Orleans and change your statement in the Frank case. I asked him, what do you want me to do? And he replied, I want you to go to New Orleans and change your statement in the Frank case. I said, Jimmy, who are you working for? And he replied, for Mr. Burke. I did not then know Mr. Burke or what Mr. Burke he had reference to. Before I left him, he said, Barrett, if you don't want to do this, don't tell anybody. If you do, tell me first and give me a chance to leave town. We were together there only a short time after this, and I left him. Pretty soon after this conversation at the corner of Forsyth Street and Trinity Avenue, Jimmy Wren came out to my house early one morning. I was just leaving home and had walked down toward the car line. Jimmy called me and I...